Party favors in pocket, like, whoa. So we're going to the strip club tonight. And I got a weak heart, and those girls gonna eat me alive. But for some dumbass reason, I love it. Hey, you see that chick in the thumbnail? That's the day shift worker. I digress. We're going to get into the strip club episode. Within this episode, we're going to talk about how the strip clubs have correlation with drug addiction. During my experiences with strip clubs, I started going to strip clubs about, I say around mid-20s, I guess. My first time going to the strip club, it was Club Blaze on the east side of Atlanta. And it was an experience where I thought it was a dream. Like, that shit was crazy. Like, it was everything that I imagined. And during this time, I've already formulated a drug habit. So, of course, the first thing I wanted to do was, I guess that proclaimed, do the bump off the stripper's ass shit. That's before that, I knew how much the VIP room cost. And, that type of club, you would call, I guess, a ratchet club. Little did I know, I could have just done it right there on the floor. But I was too ashamed of my habit, of course. And I was kind of shy for it being my first time. So I just didn't want to ask the girl that was giving me a lap dance, like, hey, can I line up some cocaine on your ass and let me sniff it? Like, I was scared to ask her. So I didn't do it that time. But, yeah, so during my first experience, man, all these naked girls walking around, coming up to me, treating you like you the man and shit. I noticed that it was a game, you know. It was like a big ass game in there. These girls are professionals at getting everything out your pocket, finding out what's in your pocket, and keeping what's in your pocket. And it's like they know the exact amount what's in your pocket, and all of a sudden you're wondering why you're sitting at the table by yourself. Because you have no money, and for some reason everybody in the club knows that as well. Drinks are like everywhere else marked up 200-300%. One of these clubs, like I said, like the ratchet clubs, they permit drug use, but it's not a sign. And no one would tell you. It's just ignored, you know? Limited amount of rules, man. You can do anything that the girl will let you. Right there on the floor. These girls are well skilled, like, they know exactly how to talk to you, how to touch you, how to walk. You know, that shit is kind of, it'll fuck your head up for a second or two. The girls, they'll walk up to you, ask you if you want to dance or not, whatever. you can say yay or nay, you know, and they'll walk off or whatever. Then they'll probably get on stage and shit and try to tease you a little bit or whatever. It depends on how much money they think you have or if they know. You go to a strip club that's more upscale. These motherfuckers have like walkie talkies and shit. You go to the change counter and shit, like the bitch behind the change counter, she'll let everybody know like how much change you got. Shit. Yeah, I think she slipped up when I this particular club I was at, cause I caught her, cause she thought I was walking away, but I hurry up and turn back around to the counter real quick, and I saw her grab that fucking walkie-talkie, and then all the motherfuckers standing around, earpieces and shit. I noticed how they'll go up to the girls and, you know, tell them how much money they got. I mean, I understand it's a business, you know, it's a business, but like I said, you know, I be in a cut somewhere by myself. Like, I don't like people in my business and shit. If I want to spend my money on this particular girl, let me decide that. That's not your decision. But that's just one of the games that they play inside of there. You get into side, let's say the VIP room. The VIP room could cost like anywhere between $40 to $100 an hour. Or no, they charge per song, like 10 songs or some shit like that. It's been a while since I've been to a strip club. They charge per song, like 10 songs is like $100 some shit, or $150, some shit like that. Within there, anything goes as far as she'll let you, whatever, you know. You have to pay for her and she'll charge you extra. My first experience inside of a VIP was also on the east side of Atlanta. It's called Foxy Lady. Foxy Lady is a ratchet strip club, which I like. Those are my favorites because the lack of rules that they have. The girls are not, let's say, fucking drop dead, centerfold model, dream girl type girls, but I mean, that's not what I'm looking for. So it didn't matter to me. A lot of people would talk shit about Foxy Lady, but I liked it. It was when I was a regular there. I never forget this girl. Her name was Bossy. I met her during my dope dealing days. I'm still going to do a part two on the dope boy. This was when I was making money fairly fast. Like, it came in before I spent it. Like that, it wasn't already spent, didn't come in. So I met her during those days, and I remember we was talking and shit, and she always told me to pay attention to the stripper's shoes. I'm like, what the fuck? I mean, I got a foot fetish anyway, but she was telling me if her shoes ain't right, don't fuck with her. I guess that was an inside tip. I mean, cause Bossy's shoes was always on point. She always had her toes out, and I liked it. Like it, and it was they were high heels all the time and shit. I mean, of course, not all strippers wear high heels, but it was like the real high heels, like the ones that fucking make the ass sit up nice, like those high heels. So she always told me to pay attention to the shoes and shit. And then shit, I was like, how much is it for VIP? She like, shit, just $40. And then she like, give me 40. And then she was like, you know, you can do what you want. It's whatever you want to do. I was like, anything? She was like, yep, anything. I was like, well, shit, all right. So this ratchet ass club, it just had a curtain, didn't have a room. So we went back there, and plus it you had to share it too. So it was like, it was another dude back there, another girl and shit. I was like, man, what the fuck? All right, so I grabbed my drink and shit. I went back there anyway. Shit, man, went back there. I did some coke with her and shit, man. And she started sucking my dick. And then I ended up fucking her. I never forget that. Now, I don't know what. I was drunk and high on coke and shit, man. And like the curtain wasn't even fucking closed. Like, I didn't give a shit. That night was fun, man. And then after I finished, man, she ran out there naked to the locker room and shit. Like, goddamn, like, could you fucking put your shit back on first? Goddamn. I mean, like, everybody, I think. Ain't nobody in there was stupid. Everybody knew what the fuck was going on anyway, but I was like, God damn. So, I don't know what it was, man, but I felt ashamed after I nutted. It's like, when you high and drunk, man, you bust a nut, it's like you come back to your senses. It's like, what the fuck? I don't know what that nut does. It's just like, you have a rationale now. Like, like, damn, the fuck I just do, man. Mad as fuck. But yeah, that was, and then that was the time where she let me snort it off her ass. So I had to get that in just where I could say I did it before. You go to another high class strip club, man. They got dress codes and shit. Those strip clubs are boring to me, man. Like, it's fucking goddamn CIA agents everywhere. Well, that's what the security look like. They're everywhere, man. You can't fucking touch the girls, man. And the girls, they fucking drop dead gorgeous. I'm talking about, like, I swear, like, the bitches are like artwork. Like, that's what they look like, man. Doing all the climbing up to the ceiling and doing all the tricks and shit, and like the way they be dancing and moving, man, that shit look professional and everything, but like it's not, I mean, they show their titties out. I mean, that's it. I mean, like, I have more fun on my computer than going to a high class strip club. That's just me personally. And then everybody's sitting around fucking eating this shit. I'm like, and then people acting like, it's like when you ever been to a bar and then you know everybody's drunk but they gotta act like they're not. That's what that shit is. Like, that shit ain't no fun. I don't like it. Like, it's, man, and parking is $20 and then they want $10 at the door, and then, man, what the fuck? And I'm the only one in there with a Walmart suit on. I was so out of place. I never did that again. you can back to my day shift worker thumbnail. I was just playing. I picked that thumbnail because I thought it was funny and it will probably make you click on it. Hopefully it worked. Well, yeah, the day shift is real cool. Like, those girls are laid back. I like those girls. I just normally had shit to do during the day. Either I was asleep. Or, yeah, I was asleep. I know most of the time I'm asleep during the day because I'm a night owl. But the times that I have made it to the day shift, they're real cool, laid back type girl. Ain't that many people in there. They ain't really trying to fucking shove their ass down your throat, like, give me your money type shit. But it's like, it's more like it was a counseling session for me. Like, I had some cool conversation with some of those girls in there. They're real lazy, though. You had that lazy-ass stripper. She'll get on stage. They call her name. And next up, we have Peaches. Peaches, goddamn. She'll grab the pole, put one hand on her knee, and then, like, kind of buckle it. I don't know what the fuck she doing. She fucking just buckle it, look back, buckle the other one. And then kind of just kind of jiggle her thighs a little bit, and then walk off. That's pretty much it. You just, day shift is like a real chill lunch break. Like, you just do that in your lunch break. You just go to the strip club your lunch break. That's the day shift right there. You can go to, I've been to one of those country strip clubs before, man. I'll take away this stereotype right here. Some white girls can dance, you know. These white girls can dance. Some of them. Not all of them, but some, like, just a very few can dance. And I was shocked, and they looked pretty cool. Because I really didn't like the music. That's not my forte, but, you know, I'm willing to try anything. I was in the middle of Oklahoma. I walked in there, everybody froze. Like, this nigga in Oklahoma. I'm kind of used to that because I kind of been everywhere across this great nation. So everybody froze, stopped and stared, and then act like they didn't. But I understand completely. But anyways, I sat down and I looked like the fucking man. Like, those girls just fucking swarmed me. Like, they was all at my table and shit. Every last one of them, except for the ones that had to be on stage. Every last one of them was at my fucking table. I was like, get the fuck away from me. I was saying that in my head, but I didn't say it to them because I didn't want to be mean. And shit, that was my first time getting a lap dance from a fat stripper. Because one of the girls, she was talking about how she just started and they was in the locker room and she was crying and shit. And I felt for her because I have a weak heart at my first time at this strip club. I was like, oh my God. She said she was gonna come back. She said she was gonna come back after this song, and she didn't come back. Yeah, my buddy. I went to the ATM, and it was a $7 fee, right? I was like, no, this is my bill, buddy. Anyways, and I gave it to her. She said she was just gonna dance for two more songs, and then she'll be back, and she didn't come back. That's how I was crying inside the bathroom. I didn't want to cry like that outside on the floor because that would have been very, very, very embarrassing. But that's what happened. And I'll never forget that. And that taught me a lot about how player they are. So I felt for this fat stripper. And the lap dance really wasn't that bad. I mean, because her ass, covered up my whole lap. And, it was all in my chest and shit. Like, that shit was kind of cool. It wasn't that bad. And I tipped her and shit, man. And, so all the rest of the girls in there were jealous of her and shit. Because I wouldn't fuck with them. And then I fuck with this fat stripper. So that was kind of cool. I think that kind of boosted up her self-esteem, which was the whole purpose of it. So... Yeah, and when the drugs tied in with it, whenever I went in the bathroom quite often, and by then I had about two Long Island iced teas, and my decision making skills were very, very, very poor. I spent more money than I was supposed to. I spent my bill money, as I mentioned. I spent money that I saved, I had saved. when you're at the strip club, you have a set amount. When you walk in there, when you walk in there, you have a certain amount of money in your pocket. When that's gone, that's when you're supposed to walk out. And I never did. I have never walked out when my money was gone. And that's why I don't go no more. I wish I could learn my lesson that about the trap, because that's kind of the same effect. But yep. That's the science of it. Some of those girls in there, they be on drugs too. One girl told me it kind of make her night go easier. They have more, I guess, not really energy, but more self-esteem, I guess. It makes it easier to deal with all the bullshit that they go through. I forgot some of the stories that some of the girls told me, but they go through, it's a lot deeper. What goes on inside that club from night to night is a whole lot deeper than what a regular patron sees. So, yeah, fucking wake up in the morning mad at yourself. Again. Yep. So, you can't think, see, hear, or visualize a strip club without alcohol and drugs. With these things in play, it kind of makes everyone's jobs easier within that club. But I think at the end of the day, you kind of lose. It is good entertainment as long as you're responsible. So, don't be one of those ones that get caught inside the club when they turn the lights on. With all things considered, this is the last time. Yep, this is your host, Zoe, for Neurosis Faction and a board member of Neurosis Faction nonprofit organization. Check us out at neurosisfaction.org. Click the top right tab and navigate our concepts. If you would like to donate, you will help our mission be more effective. Thanks for listening, and you're a good person.